I'm going to, of course, say public policy, but let's take the case of California, for example. To get to the point where you've got that many people leaving the state really says something about the way the state is being run. Because you're talking about a state that, first of all, is gorgeous. I mean, almost all of California is some of the prettiest landscapes, I think, that there are in the United States, with the exception maybe of parts of Utah. It's a gorgeous place to live. It's got incredible weather up and down the coast. As far as weather is concerned and landscapes, that you wouldn't want to live anywhere else. And on top of that, it's the hub for technology. It's got limitless natural resources. It should have everything going for it, including major population hubs. And yet, despite all of that in the pros column, people still find enough cons in California that they want to leave. So it's got to be something with how the state is run, because there's no other real explanation for that many people leaving such a gorgeous, potentially rich state.
Well, you see it in the video, and I've seen video just in the last 3 weeks, driving down formerly really beautiful, wonderful streets, and all of a sudden, all you see is a tent city, and you see the homeless. Is that something that's going to have to change, or is there going to be another 500,000 people in the next 2 years that leave California for places like Florida?
Well, I mean, at some point it has to change. You're getting to the point now where even people in San Francisco, the wonderful liberal bastion of San Francisco, are looking around saying, "Hey, we got to do something different here." And the last election they had, it's still a left-wing progressive that they elected for, I believe it was DA or something, but it was certainly to the right of their predecessor. And you see, even in San Francisco, people are saying, "Okay, we have to reel some of this crazy in, because it is ruining our quality of life out here." And at some point, that's going to happen more en masse. The question is, will it be savable at that point? Are you going to have somebody come in and change the tax code in California enough that suddenly becomes more attractive for people to start moving back to that state? And that's going to be a really big lift, I think.
By the way, in some breaking news, Raquel Welch, the fantastic Voyage star, has died at the age of 82. We'll pass that along. I just want to ask you, though, what is it that the people of the People's Republic of California can do, New York? Is it just a matter of electing more moderate candidates, whether it be Republicans, Democrats, or otherwise?
Yeah, I mean, part of it is, there's a talk out there about what they call luxury beliefs, and it's one of those. It's really easy. For example, if you live in a gated community and you've got private security, it's really easy to say, "Hey, nobody should have guns," because you're insulated from the violence that happens that a gun might save you from. And what you've got in California is you either have the people who are dependent on the social safety net out in California, or you've got the people who are wealthy enough they can kind of avoid those tent cities that you're talking about. They can pay the absurd taxes and still okay. They can deal with the absurd gun laws or the overregulations. It's the middle class. It's those folks that are trying to leave California. And what it's going to take is some of those folks who especially are wealthier left-wing progressives to look around and say, "You know what? We need to stop virtue signaling with our politics, and we need to actually try to accomplish things." And that is going to require more moderate candidates, even if they are still Democrats or quote unquote soft Republicans.
I want to ask you, because this is breaking news today. In fact, just a couple of hours ago, the Department of Justice announced that Matt Gaetz, the congressman from Florida, will not be charged with sex trafficking. That was the allegation. The DOJ investigated, decided not to go forward with prosecution. That's all well and good, but if you're Matt Gaetz, how do you get your reputation back? And this is something where you specialize, because you do branding.
Yeah, I mean, it's always going to be a little bit of a challenge, and I think that, what he's got going for him is he's obviously got a core group of supporters that have stood by him and said, "Hey, we still trust this guy, we still love this guy." And what his focus really needs to be on now is taking those supporters and turning them kind of into evangelicals and saying, "Look, it's not enough that, you guys are here saying, 'Okay, go Matt Gaetz.' We need to go out there and say, 'Look, the ideas that I care about relate to you, the audience, whoever that might be.'" And that's really what he's going to have to focus on now, especially if he's expecting any sort of a future in politics, is going to have to say, how do we reach out and explain to people that what I've been doing is in accordance with what they believe and what they want from their government.
I want to ask you about another piece of breaking news. A new Gallup poll just out today says half of America says that the news media deliberately misleads America. First of all, do you believe that? Do you believe this is deliberate, or is this something that it's just happenstance?
It's probably a mix of both. I mean, for example, Taylor Lorenz over at the Washington Post, yeah, that's going to be deliberate. What she's doing, she knows that she's acting like an activist, not a reporter. A lot of it, though, is just institutional bias that they don't see because they're immersed in it every day. I know plenty of reporters personally in other states that they think they're pretty objective. The problem is their idea of objectivity is to the left of, say, where I think it is. So there's just kind of an institutional bias there. That being said, it does not surprise me that Americans don't have trust in the media because it has gotten so bad. And we live in an age now where you can find alternative information if you go and look for it. So as people discover that alternative information, the news media has basically been discrediting itself by not trying to keep up with objectivity and kind of giving in to that institutional bias that has overtaken that institution.
Is social media, is the internet, is it allowing John Q. Public to essentially strike out on its own and find its own information, its own truth?
Yeah, it's a good thing and a bad thing. On the one hand, it's really great because, you know, as opposed to any other time in human history, we have more information literally at our fingertips. It's also a bad thing, though, because it's really easy to get people into little echo chambers. And this is part of what we see in politics right now is Democrats and Republicans have always disagreed on things. But we're at a point now where people can't even agree on the basic facts. They can't even agree on whether or not the deficit has gone up or down. They can't agree on actual, like I said, facts. They have completely different worldviews, and they've isolated themselves through social media. So that's the danger of social media. But it's hard to write the whole experiment off because, wow, it is amazing that you can go out there and find information that a couple of years ago would have been buried in the back of some library and never seen.
Good point, good point. Michael, if folks want to know more about what it is you do, what your gig is, talk about what you do and where people can find you.
Yeah, we do branding and messaging. The way I always explain it is we help individuals, organizations, and activists tell their story and motivate change in the world around them. And if you want to find out more about what exactly that means and what we offer, you can go to shouscreative.com. That's S-C-H-A-U-S creative.com. And we do everything from content creation to graphic design to media training and kind of you fill in the blank, just helping people get their story and build their brand.
Hey, Michael, always good to visit with you. We'll talk again soon. Thanks so much, my friend.
Yeah, thank you. Good to talk to you.
Michael Shouse, the former communication director for NPRI and the founder of Shouse Creative. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. There's a lot of breaking news. We're going to have it for you. Nikki Haley made it official today. She is running for president of the United States and is challenging Donald J. Trump. What kind of a chance does she have? We'll go to some calls and we'll find out what you think. You heard her, I think it was yesterday, on one of the Sunday shows talking about this. But she has made the plunge. She is going to run. You want to join us? You can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. It's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay where you are on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at 12:33, as we check out your conditions right now, I do see some heavy volumes as you approach the Rainbow Curve on US 95 northbound as you head through that neighborhood. Remember that road work continues on the ramp from Interstate 15 northbound to Frank Sinatra Drive. So use caution as you work through there. There's a car fire downtown. That's eastbound Bridger at 9th Street. A little bit of congestion there on 15 south. That's at Flamingo. And watch out for crashes westbound Charleston at Buffalo, eastbound Russell at Maryland, and southbound Pecos. That's at Tompkins.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stitch with this KMZQ Sports Flash. This update brought to you by My Auto Service. The Raiders have released quarterback Derek Carr. The move was expected after Carr was benched with two games remaining in the season. Vegas would have owed him $40 million in guaranteed money over the next 2 years if he remained on the roster beyond Tuesday. Now Carr can see what he's worth on the open market. Vegas will either try to sign a veteran quarterback or draft one. UNLV basketball fell 75-66 at home against San Jose State last night. The Runnin' Rebels have lost two in a row and slipped to 5-9 in the Mountain West. Nevada basketball looking to extend a four-game winning streak. They're second in the Mountain West at 10-3, chasing San Diego State. The Wolfpack off until Saturday when they visit Utah State. The Vegas Golden Knights are back home tomorrow hosting San Jose. Vegas on top of the Pacific Division by a point over Los Angeles. They'll look to extend a three-game winning streak tomorrow. This update brought to you by My Auto Service. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
Okay, so how crazy high are these gas prices right now, right? I mean, I filled up my car the other day, and I thought for that price, I could buy a couple of pairs of Skechers and pretty much walk everywhere. Plus, unlike gas, not only Skechers affordable, they also last a really long time. Skechers are extremely durable and many are machine washable, and they're so comfortable. With comfort features like Skechers' famous air-cooled memory foam, relax fit, wide fit, arch fit, plus so many other fits and features. Find your perfect pair of Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Doors take us to summers away or winter adventures and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit Fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So Nikki Haley becomes the second announced candidate, along with Donald J. Trump, for the Republican nomination for President of the United States. A lot of people are asking the question, who the hell is Nikki Haley? Well, she's a former governor, she's a former U.N. ambassador, and she's an accomplished woman. Whether she's good enough to be President of the United States, I will leave to the people of America. You want to join us? You have some thoughts on Nikki Haley and her candidacy? Recent polling just yesterday showed she was at 1%. 1%. That's not a lot. Donald J. Trump, on the other hand, is up over 37-38% and continues to lead the field, what there is, announced and unannounced. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. In fact, let's begin with Bob. Bob, you're up and you're on Live and Local. I'm so glad you called. Hi.
Good afternoon. I love your show. I'm not on your side of opinions about politics, but I love the way that you present yourself and all of your crew. I think that it's a great show.
Thank you. By the way, thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Nikki Haley is not going to be up against Trump because Trump is not going to be a contender. That's That's just foolishness to think that we escaped becoming a Hitlerized country once, that we're going to try it again. I don't think we want to live under Hitler's regime. And there's no difference between Hitler and Trump except for their height and the years that they were born. That's my opinion on that. Nikki Haley is now just, she's going to announce herself, and that's wonderful, okay? But she's got even less of a chance of winning than that crazy lady from Arizona that didn't get the governorship.
Carry
so
on.
I'm not worried about that either. I don't know who we're going to get for a Democrat. I don't want Biden to run again. I honestly don't, but we need someone of Trump's strength, but with Biden's character. Trump has no character. Biden doesn't have the strength. So if we can reinvent someone to be a fair combination of the both of them, I think that we can get out of this mess that we're in.
Give me the matchup. Give me Bob's matchup in 2024. What's it going to be? Who and who?
I don't really know. I honestly don't yet. I haven't gone that far to thinking. I know that guy that was a billionaire from California, he didn't, if he had political background, he might have had a better chance. He's an investment advisor that like got 2% in 2020.
Is he a Democrat?
I can't remember his name.
Is he a Democrat?
He was a Democrat. Yeah, I can't remember his name.
Bloomberg, Michael Bloomberg.
No. This was a guy who was a lot more, he had no political affiliation whatsoever. Like, he had no political, not affiliation. He had no political experience at all.
Okay.
I just can't remember his name. He was like a tall guy, and like I say, he was a billionaire. He was from California, and he was an investment advisor. But we need someone of character. I don't have any definitions yet of who I think should be running. I just think it should be someone that's not super political and that is not on either side. I don't love the democratic process of the Green Deal, but some of it has to come about. But we shouldn't have shut off the pipeline by the same token. That should have never have happened. The first day that Mr. Biden got in, he shut off. That shouldn't have happened, I don't think. I think that we should have kept that. I do think it's important for us to become more independent.
Who did you vote for in 2020?
I voted for Biden because I wanted to vote. Okay, and I wasn't certainly going to vote Republican, and no one else. The other people were kind of foolish too.
Wow. Do you regret the vote?
No, I don't, because Trump is Dracula, and we had to drive a stake through his heart.
There you go.
I feel that negatively about Trump. He's just he's a salesperson, and he's a good salesperson, but he cares about nothing except for himself and his bottom line. He destroys people. And why should we have a president that destroys people?
Because he was a person that got things done. Of all his campaign promises,
he did.
The only thing he did not do was provide us with an alternative to Obamacare. That is the only issue on immigration, national defense, the Middle East conflict, all of that stuff he cleaned up.
He did. He did pretty good until the end when he denied the election to the point of almost causing a war in the country. We can't have him back. It's comical that he's running again, but we can't have someone who's going to try to destroy us. The next time he goes in, okay, he's going to be president for life. If he gets it again, he will become president for life, and then we'll be a dictatorship.
And by the way, he has joked about that before. I don't know that it's
a joke
anymore.
Yeah. It's not. It's not a joke anymore. I've worked with narcissistic personality disorder people. I don't care if he's not diagnosed. He's a narcissist, and he's only out for himself. I've seen people just try to destroy other people because they want to do only what they want to do, and they don't care about the consequences. We need someone who understands consequences of action.
And, hey, Bob. I hate to run, but I got to move on. I thank you for the call.
Yeah, you did.
There you go.
We talked a lot. Thank you. Thank you very much.
There you go. You may agree with Bob. You may disagree with Bob, for that matter. Call me right now, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Need to take a break. We'll get to more of your calls coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world
did you cut the phone?
Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's not over yet. I need your help to save the world.
Run, Barry. Run.
Flash. Let's do this one last time.
The Flash. Wednesday at 8 on the CW Las Vegas.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Las Vegas Aesthetics. Not only is this one of the fastest growing medical spas in Vegas, but patients from over 20 countries fly in to be treated here. Tom Polisi, the owner, is a presidential level master injector with thousands of happy Botox, Dysport, Restylane, and Juvederm patients. Las Vegas Aesthetics specializes in the most advanced PRP procedures light years ahead of the competitors. Vampire facelift, PRP hair restoration, O-shot for women, and the world famous P-shot for ED for men. With big news, Las Vegas Aesthetics is doubling the strength of the P-Shot. They're doubling the PRP to get double the results, but they're not doubling the price. Plus, they will include the Shockwave treatment, valued at $500, absolutely free. And if you bring in a friend, you'll each receive a free gift. Call Las Vegas Aesthetics at 702-664-1300, 664-1300, or go to lvamedspa.com. That's lvamedspa.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Are you elderly and homebound? Do you travel away from home often? Are you a business owner? No matter what your situation is, Rolladen Rolling Shutters will help you protect your family and your business. Rolladen Rolling Shutters protects you against home invasions and protects your business from burglary. Don't give criminals a fighting chance. Call now for your free estimate. Add value to your home or business. Call 702-878-1072, 878-1072, or go to RolladenLV.com.
My Auto Service, serving Las Vegas since 2009. The Lodge family's offering $14.95 smog checks and synthetic blend oil changes. Call 702-242-5432. Let our friendly staff know you're friends of the Lodge family. My Auto Service.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We're talking about 2024. We know that Donald Trump's running on the Republican side. We now know that Nikki Haley is running on the Republican side. We suspect that if finish the job means anything, we know that President Biden will run for re-election. Beyond that, we don't really know a lot. But we're trying to assess what needs to happen over the course of the next few months, because if you're going to run for president, you better let people know, and you better let people know now. Tell you what, let's do. Let's go to your phone calls. You have some thoughts on Nikki Haley, how she fits into this thing, or is she running for vice president? I mean, it might well be that she's just running for vice president, get national notoriety, which is what you need as a vice president. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's go to Lewis. Lewis, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kevin. How are you? I love Nikki Haley. I think she did a phenomenal job as an ambassador and a phenomenal job fending off the media, misrepresentation of what was going on with the Trump Organization during her tenure. However, I don't think she's got a snowball's chance in Las Vegas in the middle of July. So
I'm glad. I'm glad you didn't say February, because we had snow in the desert in February.
Just yesterday, yes. But you know, really, the last guest that you had on, I think he was spot on with a lot of what he said. And then the last caller you had, it was totally indicative of what that guy was talking about. We can't even agree on basic facts. Basically, what I got from your last caller was that he liked all the policies, and he liked everything that was going with Trump. He just didn't like Trump. And unfortunately, Kevin, this is why we are where we are as a country, because nobody wants to admit that Trump was right, and it's hate Trump at all costs. And I don't see how you could be an objective person and say what we've got going on is better than what was going on with Trump. Did we have some unfortunate tweet? Sure. Was the media biased? Sure. I don't know how you can see what's going on now and claim that the media is objective.
Well, simply put, and Lindsey Graham talked about this a couple of weeks ago during a Trump rally in South Carolina, that you can't have Trump policies without Trump. If you said, I want his policies, I just don't want the mean tweets, I don't want the nasty speeches, but I want the policies on everything that Trump did, our southern border, our schools, everything. Trump was magnificent. I got to run, 'cause I'm coming to the end of the hour, but your point is well taken. Lewis, thank you, man. More coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, how you doing? You want luxury for less? I got you. I got a 22 Chrysler 300 Touring for you for $29,998, okay? That's $29,998. I got one. Do you want a muscle car legend like a 22 Dodge Challenger GT model? I got one, too, for $6,115 off. Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram. We are the Mopar Power Brokers, okay? Right on the corner, right on the price, corner of Sahara and Decatur. 5050 West Sahara. Come see me. Mr. Pink, baby!
Hear that?